It's
an
odd one.
Hey, oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 64. I'm in another rhyming mood today, and I'm not going to rhyme what is coming to my mind with episode 64. So I'll just let you be creative and think of what I was going to say. Just go comment on this episode's preview and let me know what you think I was going to say, because I'm curious to see. But anyhow, today we're going to learn about a Chinese zodiac. So here we go. It's
lesson time.
Today's zodiac lesson is the ox. Oxen used to be capable farming tools in an agricultural society, which attached to the symbol of diligence, persistence, and honesty. In Chinese culture, ox is a faithful friend that made great contributions to the development of society. Like the ox, people born in the year of the ox are industrious, cautious, hold their faith firmly, and are always glad to offer help. It is said that ox ranks the second among the Chinese zodiacs because it helped the rat, but was later tricked by it. The myth goes that Jade the Emperor declared the order of the zodiac signs would be based on the arrival orders of 12 animals. Ox could have arrived first, but it kindly gave a ride to the rat. However, when arriving, rat just jumped to the terminus ahead of ox, and thus, ox lost the first place. If you were born in the following years, you are an ox. 2033, 2021, 2009, 1997, 1985, 1973, 1961, 1949, 1937, 1925, and 1913. And again, just minus 12 years if you want to know before 1913, or add 12 years if you want to know after 2033. So, and then just keep adding 12 years after that, or minusing, whatever you want to do. Anyhow, that is an ox. And I chose the ox because we learned about the rat the last time, and the rat wasn't so great to the ox by running in front. But hey, is what it is, eh? I hope you learned a little something about the ox, and if you're an ox, let me know, and we're going to move on to stories.
This comes from Aweeza on Reddit.
I've been babysitting for this family for 2 years now. The kids are two girls. A is 10 and Y is 7. This happened around September last year. The family live in the countryside with horses and a farm about a 5-minute walk away. There are other houses nearby too. On this particular night, it was a little rainy, and Y was fast asleep while I was struggling getting A into her bed. It was around 10 p.m., and her mom was due back soon, so I was aware she'd be annoyed if A was still awake. A asked for a bedtime story, which I was happy to do. She climbed into bed, and the family dog decided to join her and jump up onto the bed. Around 20 minutes later, A was getting pretty close to falling asleep when I heard the sound of the front door opening, followed by the inner boot room door opening, which had a distinctive squeaking sound. I sighed, now knowing that she was back and A wasn't asleep, so she'd be annoyed with A. Although when I checked my phone, I noticed she was 25 minutes earlier, which is strange of her. The dog instantly jumped off the bed and ran downstairs barking, which in turn caused A to sit up and ask, "Is that my mummy?" I assured her it was okay and to lay back down as I knew she was pretty much about to fall asleep, which she did. I got up and started walking out of her room and across the landing to the stairs. Only the top of the stairs are visible from the area I was standing. Before I can make it to the top of the stairs, I heard the sound of her mom's voice calling up, "Hello?" from the bottom of the stairs. She said it in a whisper, so I replied whispering, "Hi." Although, when I got to the top of the stairs, I peered down, and there was no one there. Just a weird silence and emptiness. I slowly walked down and looked around all the rooms, but with no sign of the mum or anyone of that matter. The door was still locked, and their dog was now lying by it. Trying not to freak out, I unlocked the door, expecting to see her car or a neighbor, or something, but there was no one there. I even checked in on why, but she was still asleep. I couldn't find a cause of this. No intruders, no TVs on, no one was downstairs when it happened. Their mom arrived back 20 minutes after this, and I told her about what happened. She was shocked and a little scared, but assured me she hadn't come back earlier and left again, like I convinced myself what had happened. A, thankfully, didn't remember any of this the next morning. As I expected, she was half asleep when she asked, "Is that mummy?" I really just don't know what to think about this situation. Strange things have happened before here. Random noises, footsteps, but nothing as real and scary as this. Anyone have any thoughts? You know, lately I have had a lot of stories that I read, at least I feel like there have been a lot, where there's always a family member or someone that the person who is writing the story knows, and they're hearing that person say something like, "Hello," or "Is that you?" or I don't know, just in their voice is the point. And it's just wild to me. I promise this time I really am going to put some research into it, because this has really like sparked my curiosity, because this isn't the first story that I've heard, obviously, like I just said, where there is an entity of some sort sounding like the person writing the story knows. It's just really creepy to me, truthfully. I don't like the idea of something mimicking somebody else's voice. It's not cool. It's not okay. Quite frankly, it's horrifying. It's freaking horrifying. Like, don't mimic my voice or anybody that I know. It's not okay. So if you guys have any ideas as to what this could be, let me know, because in the meantime, I'm also going to be doing some research just to figure out why people are experiencing this. It's a really bizarre story that I've read quite a few times, just different situations, different people, different scenarios, but like, it's just weird. It's weird. It gives me the creeps. Let's go ahead and just move on to the next story.
This comes from competitive-bar9073 on Reddit.
I was 7 years old when one day I was walking towards the couch. I decided to look up at my steps as I walked by. I saw something standing on top of my steps. A tall shadow figure, and all I could see was the outline of its hat, which looked like a short top hat that The Undertaker uses. I didn't watch wrestling at the time. I could even notice a long trench coat. I stared at him for a couple of seconds, and he was gone. Then, out of nowhere, he stretched his leg towards the other room. I went to check. I don't know why I wasn't scared at the time. Entered the room where the shadow person went in, and nothing. I remember when I walked down my steps, I noticed another shadow figure on my wall located by the steps. I went back to my room, grabbed a metal hanger, and went back to the shadow figure. It kind of looked like a mix of a pigeon and a bat. But it was black. Almost looked like the alien symbiote that turned Spider-Man into Venom. So I decided to poke it with the metal hanger. As I touched it, it dissipated, like as if Thanos snapped his fingers. This will always be in the back of my mind. Maybe it was a dream, or maybe I'm wishing it was. Deep down in my soul, I know what I saw was real. I had to look up The Undertaker because I don't watch wrestling. Don't hate me for that. But he's exactly what I thought he was going to look like. But point is to me, I think the entity that you saw was the Hat Man. And I have covered many stories on the Hat Man. And I actually did a little research on him. And there's not really a whole lot to know about him. Because typically he's just a shadow figure that's dressed in a long trench coat with a fedora. And it kind of like he stands there and observes. He's kind of like a creeper, really. And I don't mean that in a mean way. So don't come for me, Hat Man. I don't want to see you. But it just kind of stands there in the room and watches. And then sometimes moves around and just kind of disappears. It's really weird. But there are a lot of people who have seen the Hat Man. And I'm just kind of assuming that this is potentially what you saw. Now that bird thing, nope. I have no idea what the hell that is. But I love the fact that you wanted to poke it with a metal hanger. I know you said in your story you don't know why you weren't scared, because I was thinking in my head, why are you not scared? So props to you for not being afraid. But yeah, I think the main figure that you saw was the Hat Man, but I don't know what that bird, bat, pigeon figure thing is. That's this whole other thing, I think. I don't know. But what do you guys think? I would love to know your opinions. And if you have a story that is like either of the stories today or just any paranormal story in general, let me know. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.